everybody. You're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. My name is Danny, here for an unscheduled episode of Outer Heaven Radio. I'm joined by Funeral Attire's Frankie Hardy. How you doing today, man?
I'm living.
You and me both, buddy. So I hope that as 4th of July weekend is coming to a close, I hope everybody had a nice long weekend, ate some good food, spent some time with loved ones, all that fun stuff. I hope everybody gets to bed at a nice hour tonight because a lot of us are back to work in the morning, although some of us have been working this entire weekend and are working tomorrow as well.
Yeah.
I'm sure you are.
I work today.
Oh, yeah,
work today? Yesterday.
Are you working tomorrow?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. I actually had today off, but I worked the 4th. And then the 5th and the 6th, and then I'm back to work tomorrow.
Oh, fun.
But that just is the way, that's the way life is sometimes, you know? So here on Outer Heaven Radio, I like to say we play mostly things of the alternative rock variety, but really we play whatever we want, whatever we fancy, whatever we're in the mood for. You know, no need to restrict genres, but yeah, so we're going to play some good songs for you today, have some good conversation. We'll be here for 2 hours. Normally, Outer Heaven Radio is Fridays at noon. That's every Friday. But we are here with you today, and we are going to have a good time. So let's get right back to the music, and we'll check back in with you guys shortly.
I'm not afraid to die. job, and heaven knows I'm miserable now in my life. Why do I give valuable time to people who don't care if I?
Responsible.
to be over. We'll be right back.
Hello, everybody. We just played a whole group of songs for you guys, ranging from The Smiths, the 80s, Dinosaur Jr., the 90s, and then Chevelle, the 2000s, and then a couple other bands that are a little more current than the rest. God, I haven't listened to Chevelle in a very long time.
Oh, I love Chevelle.
I used to like some of their hits. They were like when I was probably in like the 8th grade, 9th grade, I was like, oh, yeah, Chevelle, yeah.
I used to listen to them. Well, that song in particular was on the ATV Off-Road Fury track.
Those games are great soundtracks.
Back when I had a PSP, I would sit there playing that, and I had Tug of War by Chevelle on there. That was where I first heard of Acceptance, which is my favorite band ever. And Slipknot, too, was on there.
Oh, wow.
Like, Duality. Yeah.
Oh, dude, that's sick.
Oh, that game was fantastic.
You know what song was on, like, at least three video game soundtracks that I can think of was Firefly by Breaking Benjamin?
Oh, 100%.
That was in so many video games.
They had a song on MX Unleashed, which I think the same people who make the ATV Off-Road Fury games made MX Unleashed.
That makes sense.
They had a song on Natural Life on there.
Firefly was on like SmackDown versus Raw 2006 or something.
Oh, man.
It was definitely on something else too. I just can't remember what that other one was.
It was definitely on a sports game.
I'm sure. Those old soundtracks and like the Tony Hawk soundtracks, those were phenomenal.
Sports games used to have banging soundtracks.
And you know what? There was actually a game that came out. It was either earlier this year or last year. And it was a racing game made from a small dev team. And what they did was they wanted a soundtrack, but they couldn't afford the license fees. So they instead partnered with Spotify, and you could curate your own playlist and play it through the game through Spotify. So it's like you make your own playlist instead.
Oh, yeah. EA started doing that too.
Yeah,
which
I heard it's probably just a cheaper way to do it nowadays. But like I kind of miss the curation, you know what I mean?
Well, yeah, no, I definitely do too, because like I'll play some games and they'll have great soundtracks and I'll be like, wow, this is like really well put together. And then there's other games that just have a terrible soundtrack and you're like, wow, that was awful. I don't want to listen to this. I just want to mute it so I can just play the
game. Yeah, some games you have to mute, or like you listen to something else in your headphones while you're playing. Like,
exactly.
It's really hit or miss with that stuff. Anyways, got a PSA for you guys. So throughout the summer and early autumn, there are a number of local farmers markets where you can buy fresh Massachusetts-grown vegetables, fruits, berries, herbs, flowers, honey, and even baked goods. The Medford Farmers Market takes place every Thursday from 3 to 7 p.m., except for July 4th, which we don't have to worry about anymore because that's passed, in the Condon Shell on Mystic Valley Parkway in Medford. The Somerville Davis Square Farmers Market is open Wednesdays from noon through 6 p.m. in a lot at Day and Herbert Streets. On the other side of Somerville, Union Square hosts its farmers markets on Saturdays from 9 a.m. till 1 p.m. right in Union Square Plaza. Cambridge, Arlington, Boston, and many other cities and towns have their own local markets as well. For more information, just fire up your favorite internet search engine and look for the farmers markets in your area. A public service message from all the fruits and vegetables here at WMFO Medford, Tufts Community Radio. Now, let's be honest. Nobody's opening up Bing and is looking for, you know, farmers markets in the Medford-Somerville area, you know. Everyone's using Google, let's face it.
This is true.
I like how that said that, though. Fire up your favorite search engine.
That's true. What other Bing. Search engines are there besides Google and Bing?
I remember
Bing exists still.
I remember when I was younger that Ask Jeeves was a thing.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Ask Jeeves.
Probably still a website. I can't imagine people use it.
I'm going to look that up right now.
Are you going to Google Ask Jeeves?
Ask Jeeves. Oh, ask.com is still a thing.
Oh, it's just ask.com
now?
Yeah,
I do remember that now that I think of that they changed it from Ask Jeeves to ask.com.
Jeeves was the only like thing they had going for them, because you gotta differentiate yourselves from Google if you want to be relevant. Bing doesn't, and that's why Bing, no one uses it.
I miss the I'm feeling lucky days on Google.
Yeah.
just find Chuck Norris and then get the response from Google.
That's so true. And then like passive aggressively sending people like, let me Google that for you, like links. You ever do that? Then they open it up and it just like literally Googles it for them. It's kind of funny. excuse me. Farmers markets, fruits and vegetables. I don't know that you eat that stuff much, do you?
No, I'm a bad eater.
Good or bad, depending on how you look at it.
She's probably not happy with my eating habits, but she manages.
Well,
shout out to Mom. She does a lot for me.
Shout out to Mama Frank. I like farmers markets. I don't go often because I work all the time and I work nights, and so my afternoons are just gone. A lot of these farmers markets are open from like 2 or 3 o'clock on. I don't get to make it, so I do what I can. Although Kayla's really good at getting me to eat vegetables and stuff. And
there you go.
She got me hooked on like blueberries. She's obsessed with blueberries. Like obsessed. She loves them. I like them. I like blueberries. They're good.
I respect that.
Yeah. All right. So the sun is setting. It is almost dark. I hope everybody is out there having a nice evening. You know, it's Sunday night, so watch whatever programming is on HBO. I don't really know what they're airing now since Game of Thrones ended. Hopefully something good, though. Watch some movies. Do what you got to do. You know, I was supposed to go to the movies with Mark today, and never heard from him.
Really?
That doesn't shock me.
Shout out Mark Finney.
Yeah, he's Mark Finney's actually going to be a guest on Black Stripes or White Keys, which happens every Tuesdays at 10 p.m.
Oh.
Mark Finney will be on the show with us.
Good stuff.
Yeah, local filmmaker, lived in Los Angeles for a long time now. So he's from like Medford, and he used to live in Everett, but he just recently moved to like Reading or something like that.
Like North Reading.
Something like that, somewhere far, not as close, but yeah, he'll be on the show.
He did the evasion of the casino thing.
Oh, smart. Yeah, very smart.
Yeah, very smart.
You know, so
a lot of traffic.
We were just talking about our coworker, Rob, who's apparently buying a house. He's apparently doing it in Everett. He's buying a house in Everett.
That's brave.
Like, first of all, how'd you get the money? Second of all, especially with the casino, like, you would think that property value shot up around there. How can you afford this? Like,
yeah.
What do you mean?
Must depend on the area, for sure.
Yeah, I guess so. We'll see how that goes.
Yeah. All new stuff.
Yeah. So another thing I want to mention. So the 4th of July, we're over with. The 4th of July weekend is gone. That means that we are in the clear for holidays for like a while.
Yeah.
We just enjoy the rest of the summer from here on out.
Yeah.
And I gotta be honest. And I've said this before on shows, like how much I love the rain and stuff. This summer, I'm just reminded of how much I hate being really hot. I hate sweating. I don't like it. I don't like it.
If I'm being honest, I would rather it be too hot than too cold. And people think I'm crazy for that.
Yes, but up to a certain point. I would rather it be 40 than 90. But once you get below the 30s, I draw the line there.
You could stuff me in the desert in Arizona and I'd be satisfied.
I hear there's a lot of scorpions out there.
That's fine. They'll find me.
Yeah, just drink your water. You'll be fine.
Yeah.
But yeah, so no holidays till the fall, which is, if you ask me, the best time of year and the best holiday. And I'm not counting Labor Day or anything like that as a holiday.
Yeah, Labor Day doesn't count. I work
not really.
That every year.
No one celebrates it. Just some of the lucky folks out there don't work on it. We
must
do.
Must be nice.
It must be nice is right. That's why some of the lucky folk don't work. But I'm looking forward to the fall. It always goes by so quick, but it's a nice sweet spot with the weather. I think Halloween is the most fun holiday. And I'm actually looking forward to doing the radio around Halloween time, and then I can play some spooky stuff for you. But
spooky stuff.
We're in July. It is the summer, you know, so let's just focus on that. And we're going to get back to the music. We will check back in with you guys shortly. And there's a song playing right there. That's definitely not the song. We're not going to listen to more Chevelle, I don't think.
No, I think we got that
one song in, and that's about it for that. But I'm going to play something a little softer. This is a good song. I don't know much about this artist. I don't even know if this artist has more than just this song on Spotify, but it's a nice chill-out song. So we're going to do that, and then we will be back very shortly. And so I was in the middle of a song just there, and then the Laura Palmer theme from Twin Peaks just came on the radio. You gotta love when those happy little accidents sometimes.
Oh.
Yeah. That, you know, my laptop is not the fastest, and so Spotify is, you know, it slows down the computer sometimes. And sometimes things just play by accident, you know? So that came on, but it's all good. I like hearing that song. It's creepy, it's atmospheric, and it is going to segue us into some more music. Apologies for that little delay, but we are going to get right back to it.
Extra shout out to Mark Finney.
Yeah, Mark Finney's actually listening. We were just talking about him.
He's the man. I love him.
Oh, we all love him. And he knows that we love him, or at least he better know that we love him. Thank you. He's an avid listener. Really appreciate that. And remember, he's going to be on Black Stripes or White Keys with us on Tuesday at 10 p.m. Cannot wait to talk to him about, movies mostly, and probably how we don't love to socialize, things like that, you know? All right. Back to the music we go.
see you to pull.